satisfy you.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Notcast. This is episode 298. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's what we're calling it,
yeah,
right?
Actually, what, we did have a topic.
Fist jacking.
Fist jacking, yes. Yeah.
Fist jacking?
Yeah.
So, I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And this dude is in Def Mech.
Hey, how's it going? Hi.
Yeah. He's not here. It's only taken us 298 episodes to figure out how to get people on Skype.
Give us credit. 297, because 298 okay. Hasn't happened yet. And we're not counting episode zero because we didn't know anything.
Yeah, we didn't know anything
at the time.
So we're recording this in Windows using XSplit, and we're going to just clutch this together, and it'll work.
It's recording the XSplit on Windows on an iMac.
Yes. And I will strip the audio out of the file, run it through audio processing, and say, good enough.
Oh, strip it there.
Oh, yeah. So it is October, what, 15th?
Thought you were going to say Octavia. Yes, it's October 15th.
It's Octavia 15th.
That's right.
The classiest of months. And
also known as Bucktober, Fucktober, October.
Yeah.
Inktober.
Foxtober.
Inktober, yeah.
Inktober.
If you want to be in a Splatoon, yeah.
Wait a minute, shouldn't I be, like, describing who I am and all that stuff? Like, what I do and stuff?
Yeah, okay, so there's this guy in Def Mech. How about you introduce yourself?
Okay, well, I don't know how tall I am in meters, but I'm 6'1". I'm really, really fat. And I got big tits. Wait, how do the anime things go? My blood type is A+.
Your zodiac sign is something.
Libra. I don't know why I know that, because zodiac and horoscopes are bullshit, so I don't know why.
What's your cup size?
I don't know, fucking...
Is a 52-ounce travel mug, so...
I got a 16-ounce Budweiser.
I got a 12-ounce Coke Zero. Wow. Jerry.
How infuriating. So, Shiva will be joining us here in a bit. She was off having beers with people, and so we'll see how it is.
Beers with queers.
What? Prima Donna. I don't even know what a prima donna is.
So
that was back when Madonna was in her prime. Prima Donna, that is like material girl, like a virgin kind of era.
Back when she was really, you know, transgressive, and so now she's boring as shit.
Oh, so now she's like ripe or overly ripe or fermenting?
She's been plastinated at this point. You know, she's like one of those wax fruit. So, as it is the start of the month, we get to do our Patreon thing before we really get into it, because we have topics to discuss this week. Holy fuck.
Okay.
So we're going to say, first of all, thank you to our one $10 patron, Kylie. You rock. I'm going to think of you as I clean my ear with a Q-tip. also, thank you to Aaron Fox, Mighty Ferret, Riven Scythe, Shattered to Wolf, Shiroi, Loke, Aaron Quinn, Rayfar, Zirian. And then, of course, there's still the people that donate a dollar. We'll think you're pretty cool. There's Zajik, Rillin, Jamie, Raxmay, Arvid, The Wolfie Man, Seven Twigs, Jeeves the Roo from Scotland, Paul Graith, Michael, Nate, Kilkodo, Shiro, and the dude who gives us 69 cents an episode and yet has still consistently done so, so we have 69 in our number, Crash. So thank you all very much for donating to our Patreon. You are allowing us to get all sorts of hookers and blow with your filthy furry lucre.
These guys give you money to yell into their ear holes. That's actually pretty cool.
Considering that how long we've been doing this, it's like, Patreon, it's pretty cool.
Now I have to go on the Patreon and donate you 5 cents to totally fuck that guy up.
Aw, man.
Oh, then he'll have to increase his number. He'll have to give us like 74 cents or math is hard.
I think that they'd be like, you can't donate that low.
I'm like, actually surprised they let him donate. Well, it must be like he donates to you. Because it's like, isn't it like any kind of credit transactions under a dollar? It's like you lose money on that or something?
Well,
Oh,
but
hell
they
if I know.
bundle it all together into one payment to us, so that's where
So
they get
they're
their
paying us
fees.
like $3 a month, really.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, okay.
anyways.
But they'll let you pledge less than $1, which
Yeah.
is
As
interesting.
long as it's over a certain amount.
Okay.
So, yeah, thank you guys for being our patrons. You guys rock, and we'll continue to keep doing what we do. So, it has been an interesting week. So, did you happen to listen to last week's episode there, MDefMech?
Yes, I did. I actually think I listened to it either this morning or yesterday.
Okay, so you recall our conversation that we had all had about the situation with Rainforest and how, they have a contract for now.
Yeah, but they may not have one, or they could be pulled at any time. Basically, they're in a really, really iffy position. They're like in probation right now.
So, update on that.
Uh-oh. This doesn't sound good. Okay.
They're fucked.
Yeah.
They lost the hotel.
And th this they, so they lost the hotel, and I'm fairly sure it was a lot to do with what we discussed, but the way they handled it was just so dumb.
The way the hotel
The
or
way
the
the
commie?
Rainforest handled the announcement. So what they did is in their thing where like, hey, we need to do better, they deleted the sentence where that said we have a contract for 2016, comma, but, and then they changed the location to like the hotel information, the page to just say Rainforest will not be at the Hilton in 2016. Stay tuned for more details. And they did this at like midnight
Oh,
and
jeez.
didn't say a thing for over 12 hours.
So it wasn't actually an announcement so much as a like on the down low edit to their website.
Yeah, and of course, because this is how this is just bad PR. Everybody sees this and goes, "Oh my God, Rainforest lost their hotel!" And there was no announcement, no tweet, no Facebook post that I saw. But
This is like a brony level fuck up.
Yeah.
yeah, where they're like, "Oh, we don't exist anymore." Quietly shuffle things, and people show up at the hotel going, "Where's the con?"
Oh, jeez.
Well, at least that didn't
Yeah,
happen
that
this
hasn't
year.
happened.
But
But
well, it's like
man.
Rainforest is like a big con as well for
Yeah, like 20 something.
2704
Yeah,
this year.
2,700 people. And see, that's a lot of people that the hotel is telling like to fuck off. Like
So,
you
oh, sorry, go ahead,
I
go
was gonna
ahead.
say that's a lot of people that the hotel is telling to fuck off because apparently they're more trouble than even 2,700 people's worth.
Yeah.
So, and I
It's
remember you guys talking about like how that particular hotel in Seattle, it's like, the next step up is like PAX level convention center.
Yeah, from what I've been told, much like in Dallas, like there's a lot of hotels in the $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 or person range. Well, down here anyway, apparently it's different up there. And then there's like a jump to like the 50,000 person Irving Convention Center.
Yeah, basically the only step up that's around that like Furry Fiesta could go to, since we're at the Intercontinental, would be the Hilton or no,
The
the
Sheraton
Sheraton
downtown,
downtown,
where
and
Akon was for years.
where Anime Fest is, and they're in the 7 to 10,000 range.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we would have to outgrow the Intercontinental and grow into the Sheraton because there's this gap. That if we somehow got bigger than Anthrocon, which I don't think would happen anytime soon, but then again, Zootopia is coming, gonna convert a whole bunch of people. And actually, we
It'll
can talk about.
be like Robin Hood all over again.
Oh
Oh,
yeah.
dude, it totally
This is the
is.
furry agenda.
They're already catering to the macro furs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see the book cover, MDefMech?
No, I
It
haven't.
they've released some cover art for some children's books that they're doing based on Zootopia. And one of them is like Big Trouble in Rodentia, which is the rodent part of town.
So it's little bitty mice.
And Judy Hopp, the bunny, is like walking around a building, so she's like macro sized and all these little mice are running around.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, we're already
It's a
getting good.
macro furry book cover, basically.
So yeah, that's gonna be a
Oh shit.
generational furry movie for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Big Trouble, Little Rodentia. That's
Yeah, you gotta appreciate the 80s movie
and
reference
the
there too.
2D art of the characters is really cute.
Yeah.
I'm actually more surprised that Golden Books are still around, because that's one of the covers I'm looking at.
Yeah.
It's
Like
like,
I remember those when I was a kid and my sister was little. It's like it's cool they're still
The
out
Pokey Little
there.
Pu you can still probably purchase the Pokey Little Puppy, which was like an early Golden Books thing too.
Yeah, it's the famous.
That kind of shit never. Speaking of like old children's books, Richard Adams just had a birthday the other day. He's 95. Richard Adams is the author of Watership Down, which is a big furry
That's not a kid's
inspired
book,
book.
though.
It is. In Britain, it is.
In Britain, they're just a
My
bit more hardcore and then they
mother
soften up.
gave me Watership Down in paperback when I was 7. And I read that paperback like 10 times before it literally fell in half.
Nice.
It's
That's like
probably.
saying Feel a Day is a kid's movie.
Well, for the kids. It's animated, right? It's for kids.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, I'm actually looking forward. Oh, go ahead.
I was about to say, when I was about 7 years old, I watched Wizard, that movie from the 70s, that
Oh, Ralph
weird,
Bakshi.
Ralph Bakshi's
Oh, I
Wizard.
haven't seen that one.
Fucking
Oh,
weird.
it's
It's
weird.
Bakshi, it's weird.
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh, let's watch Fritz the Cat. It's a kid's movie.
What was so weird is, like, back when I worked in Toys R Us, I recall that we had gotten a couple of, like, DVD issues, a couple of DVDs of Wizard, the Ralph Bakshi film. Like, they sat on our DVD racks forever because people were like, the fuck is this?
Yeah.
That's sort of like how that Walmart in Alabama got gunshot oil and they didn't realize it was actually
Oh,
lubricants.
gun
Gun
oil, gay
oil.
sex lube.
Nice.
Yeah. And not only did they get like boxes of it, but they put it all up on an end display, not realizing what the hell it was.
And apparently, somebody at work there said apparently it happens frequently because people have not heard of that lube brand because all they used to have in Walmart was like KY or
Astroglide.
Astroglide.
Yeah, that's crap. Don't get that.
Well, and the bottles look like bullets, so.
Yeah.
They're good God-fearing American lubricant. You're putting bullets up your butt.
Man, the bolt on my AR-14 has never moved so smoothly before.
There was a guy the guy talking about it was talking about how, oh, water-based, wouldn't that rust? I don't know if that's good for my
That's a smart man right there.
Man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm actually looking forward to like when the Disney Infinity figures come out, just so I can buy the fucking things. Like, I don't even have a PlayStation 4 or anything to play this. I'm just gonna buy the figurines because I'm a fur fag.
Wait, of what?
Disney Infinity, the little Toys to Life game, they had like Aladdin and Donald Duck and all this. It's one
I've
yet.
heard the term, but I
Okay,
didn't really know what
they're
it
little
was.
figurines that have a near field communication thing and it unlocks shit. It's really stupidly expensive physical download
So it's kind
content.
of like your way Amiibos
Yeah,
are or
it's
something?
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
It's
Okay.
exactly the same thing, except this is a
Except
Disney
it's
thing.
Disney
And
characters.
because
Okay.
it's Disney now, they have Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel all in the same game.
They might have
Well,
Zootopia. I mean,
Yeah,
they
they
do.
will have they will
They
have
have
some.
a Nick Wilde and Judy Hopps as two separate little
Nice.
figurines. And I'm like, I'll probably buy those because I'm just a furry, not that I'll play the game.
Yeah, just for the
Also, I have to
figurines.
say that because Vermi was like, hey, Bravo won a fucking PS4 if you go in Taco Bell. I went to Taco Bell today. That was regret.
Yeah,
Greatness did not await. I did not win a PlayStation 4.
like I know of like three different people who have won PS4s via the Taco Bell box thing. So I'm
Yeah.
like,
Jesus.
I'm like, God fucking damn it, I guess I should go. And I like went twice, 2 days in a row, and I didn't win. And I'm like, this isn't fucking worth That's
I it's like $6 for a raffle ticket to maybe win a PlayStation 4, but the Quesaritos are okay. I got the fiery
I'm like,
version.
just buy a fucking PS4, man.
I
Yeah,
know. I have the
I
fucking
mean,
money to do it.
on one hand, it's $400, but on the other hand, it's your fucking life eating at Taco
Well,
Bell.
actually, they just had a price drop as
Yeah, it's
well.
gonna be
There's nothing free.
$350 to get one that comes with like Star Wars Battlefront and the 1 terabyte drive and stuff. It's actually fucking sweet.
Cool.
Actually,
I may
the
get one
one.
before. I need to get a Wii U before Fiesta, but I want to get a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, because you have gains for the Wii U.
I own a copy of Bayonetta 2, that is correct.
Yes.
But I don't have a way to play it. Because
So you have game for the Wii U.
Yes.
But no, like you were talking about Disney Infinity. The only one of those overpriced, near field communication ones I'm really into is Lego Dimensions.
Man, that shit's so expensive though.
It is, but you get they've got like they've got pl they've got so many like
Properties.
properties, and
Well,
they've
they're the
got
ones
more
that have the
coming.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, they
Yeah.
got Doctor Who, they got Scooby-Doo, they got
Back to the
all
Future, Portal.
So guys, fill me in on this because like at first I thought it was Lego toys and then I was like, oh, it's a video game. Well, I'm less interested in that. Is it like both or
Yes.
Yes, it's
okay.
both.
So basically, what you're purchasing when you buy the Lego Dimensions toys in the store are retardedly overpriced minifigs and a few Legos and the two little NFC bases. And it lets you unlock and use those characters in the game. Now, they're still doing Doctor Who Legos
Separately,
separately
yes.
as actual regular Lego
Which I'm
sets.
probably going to get that because they
Oh.
make a TARDIS console room.
Yeah, that's cool as shit. That's great. Kids deserve cool toys, and that's a cool toy. You're a big kid.
And a giant who fag, so.
Yeah, but like Doctor Who mixed with Gandalf, mixed with Batman, mixed with Scooby-Doo and Chell, and
And Doc Brown.
the reason it's so fucking expensive is that everybody has to get their fucking taste. I watched the Giant Bomb Quick Look on this, which is really funny because you have two dudes that never don't know how to build Legos are just like, the fuck am I doing? But like, it's just all stupidly expensive. But when they in the opening video, there's like eight or nine different companies that like it has licensing from, like Hanna-Barbera and Valve and the BBC and Warner Brothers. And
Everyone's got to dip their wick in that, you
yeah,
know.
it's crazy. That's
That
why
sweet, sweet Lego pussy.
the
Actually, that would really hurt, fucking a
yeah,
Lego pussy.
it's a bit
Unless you got a
smart.
Lego cock.
Yeah, because then he's like, it just
But then you'd stick it in and break it off, and
yeah, that'd be a problem. You might need to get one of those weird like Lego separators to get you two apart.
Urinating would be difficult then.
Actually, really quick, now that you mention that, there is
Speaking of Lego cocks, funny
no,
story.
there I actually there's a book on Audible that I've been listening to. I think it's called Lego Story. It's one of the Lego books I think it's the only Lego book on Audible, and it's a guy talking about Lego, the history, the culture behind adult fans of Lego. And he talks briefly for like about 15 minutes about the adult side of Lego.
Making Lego dildos and
Are
stuff.
these the Brick Bros?
Well, it's like there's this group of people, I forgot the name of it. There's a group of people who just like will make phallic spaceships and just like really sexually perverted spaceships, and then like all the figurines have the guy with the porn mustache.
God.
And he talks about how the main group of Lego fans, like at their conventions, they used to allow them, but now they're like completely banned, and they try to remove any trace of these guys.
The
Like
burned builders had tried to get them out of their
well, those
fandom.
Blockverts.
Yeah, and it's not really that perverted. It's just more funny because they give them like really cute, funny names, and all the and like all the figurines look like 70s porn stars, and
Is there a
they're
little fat Lego man to be like Lego Ron Jeremy?
No,
Oh,
unfortunately, they're
no.
all the same size. Lego porn studio with the hedgehog, and it's this unique minifig.
Yeah, but it was really funny when I was listening to the book, because I was listening to it and he was talking, he was like starting to get into the more adult aspect. I'm like, is this guy going to talk about Rule 34? And it's like, no, he's going to talk about these.
You know, I'm pretty sure people did make Rule 34 after the Lego movie.
They did. They did. I actually reblogged some of it because I thought it was hilarious.
The cum shot is just the little squares, but they're white, and it's just like thrown on a Lego guy's face or something.
God.
It's just a whole bunch of those clear and white round pegs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, baby. Oh, I'm gonna have to go clean this. Oh, wait, never mind. They just fall off because there's no attach points.
Yeah, they build a plant or something out of it. Yeah.
Oh,
When you come
man.
Lego, you're always producing something.
Always build.
So masturbating is not a sin in the Lego world, because when you spill your seed, it's not wasted. You can build a fucking house if you have enough cum.
Yeah, I'm looking at Lego porn right now on Pahiel, and mostly what I'm seeing is of Unikitty, and she's all been anthro.
Yeah. I've saw people that were like, yeah, doing Unikitty stuff. Ajin and a couple like that.
Actually, there's this one here where it's just two regular Lego blocks, like the 2x8, 2x4 blocks, but all of the pegs are nipples.
Oh,
I'm
internet.
gonna post this on Twitter.
Yeah, you should.
Oh my God.
So Shiva texted me over an hour ago. I think she might have gotten lost.
Either that, or she's been knocking at the door this whole time and we haven't heard her. We're like, hello.
I don't think so.
Well, we've barely gotten in the news. We only talked about Rainforest is basically fucked,
Yeah, well, I mean, Rainforest
unfortunately.
is fucked, and Zootopia looks
So,
cool, and.
going back to Rainforest, so I don't want to overstate this, because this has been sort of an issue on Twitter of being like, I don't want to say Rainforest is dead and it's never fucking coming back or anything like
Well,
that. I
no.
mean, we should inform people that may not be up to date on it, but they are looking for a new hotel, and to say that they have some good leads. I'm fairly confident that there will be a Rainforest 2016, even if it's held at like a stabby Super 8 on the outskirts of town.
It's over an 8 mile, you know.
8 miles in Michigan.
And?
That's a long way from Seattle.
They had to look pretty far afield to get a hotel that would take them. We could,
I saw somebody comment, they should have it in Spokane. And I'm like, because that worked so well for All for Fun and Conifer, I think was the other con in that area.
Yeah.
Okay, so like Rainforest, are they in Seattle or are they actually like at SeaTac?
They're
They were at
SeaTac.
SeaTac.
They're walking distance from the airport.
Yeah,
Okay,
you would
so
literally
it
walk through the parking lot, cross the sky bridge, go down to the street level, and the hotel is right there.
Yeah, well then, okay, they have like Vancouver, they have Olympia, Portland, Oregon, maybe.
Portland has Furlandia, so unless they want, which is funny because the governing board behind Rainforest also runs Furlandia, and it had somebody had been
Oh.
had popped up the idea and said, why don't they just fucking combine the cons and have one big con? And I'm like, I mean, I don't know how well that would work, because then you're talking about moving to a whole different state, and
Well, I wonder if they can go over to like Bellevue or Renton.
yeah, I don't know much about Washington's
Hell,
geography.
go strike up a proposition with Microsoft. They have a huge campus. I'm
Oh,
pretty sure
there we go. So
they could borrow a building for a couple days.
Shiva's here now. We have him Defmech
Hi.
on the
Hi.
phone.
We figured out, it only took us 297 episodes, but we figured it out. And we can have it like he's sitting here in the room.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Um,
And she's like, fuck y'all, and she's
yeah.
leaving.
Hey, she brought me some cookies, so that's cool.
You. She brought us all some cookies.
Well, no, she got me cookies and y'all cupcakes.
Damn it. Oh well.
I don't know.
Oh
Whatever.
fuck it. Yeah, you're
There's
right.
baked
I
goods.
want cupcakes anyway.
They're like carrot cake cupcakes. It's like, I don't know if you could have dairy. I'm like, I can eat anything that's just not milk.
Fucking feed me. Oh, fuck.
Oh, But yeah, I mean, it is really unfortunate what happened with Rainforest, but like Fuzz
Yeah.
mentioned, it is totally doable for them to find another venue within the con cycle. It's not easy, but at least they got told this now when they have like 11 months versus like 3 months out and the hotel goes, "Hey, guess what, fur fags? Get out."
Yeah, because they didn't get fucked like OkCon did, where like 30 days before con, they were like, get out.
Yeah, because it would have been 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, that really sucks
Worst
on the
comes to
up
the
con.
worst, we will ship all of our stock up to Seattle to a UPS store, rent a U-Haul, and then just sell our books out of the back of the truck in the parking lot of the old hotel.
That
That'll
would
be totally legal and
nothing could go wrong.
totally cool with the hotel, I'm sure.
Just go to a farmer's market.
Yeah, farm fresh organic fox pornography.
That's right. Made in America, motherfucker.
Printed here in the USA.
Just invade a fucking state fair. No, that wouldn't work. In certain states, I would like get you shot, probably.
I've thought of doing that, getting a table next to your parents at like a craft fair or something. Because some of the books we do make by hand, hence they are crafts.
I would say if you had the clean stuff, it probably would sell
Nah,
at
the
some
clean
point.
stuff doesn't sell. We need the filthy stuff. The farmers would be like plowed. Yeah.
Yeah, I like plowing. No, actually, just I was like, hey, they can always go out to Missoula, Montana, and rent out the same area that the Testicle Festival happens at.
Wait, what?
You guys don't know about the Testy Festy?
Oh no, fill us in,
Fill us
please.
in.
It's like,
Testy Festy. That's awesome.
Actually, it's something that is actually pretty popular in the
I
Midwest.
bet.
Like in like it, I know there's the big one is in Montana near Missoula, but I think they also have one in Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska. And it's basically just like where a bunch of old people go and they just like eat cow balls.
Okay, Google. Missoula Testicle Festival.
Yeah, the Missoula, Montana Testy Festy is like the largest one. And don't look up pictures of it because it's gross, because it's like 50, 60, 70-year-old people. It's like they say it's like, oh, we're coming to celebrate eating cow nuts, and it's like, well, they're eating other nuts too.
Wait, are they?
There's some pretty gross pictures from the Missoula Testy Festy.
Montana LegendsOfAmerica.com has an article about it.
Yeah, I think it's like specific. It's not like in Missoula itself. It's like a nearby town. Missoula is like the biggest town nearby.
Billed as Montana Tender Groin.
God.
The reason I know so much about it is because the area where it's held at, it's like held at. Like at a campground with proper facilities and everything, but it's like right off Interstate 90. So it's like when it happens and I drive past, I see everything.
I've seen
I've seen
everything.
shit.
Yeah.
Seen shit
Wow.
that would turn you white.
Yes, whiter. I'm definitely not gonna look up pictures of that, so.
There's a couple nicer pictures of it, but then you see like there's like because there's like of like young girls and like with like pink bras and everything out there, but then you see like the pictures of like there's a really old guy in a thong and there's a bunch of naked old people and ew. Oh my God, there's a picture of a dude with a goatee, but he shaved his goatee in a way to look like a pair of ball sacks, a cow balls. That's actually pretty good.
Jeez. That's our icon for this week. No.
Yeah, they could run rainforest out there. Sure.
Nothing could go wrong.
Yeah, literally. It's like, okay, yeah, one group of people come to run around naked and eat cow balls, you dress up as cartoon characters. Sure, go ahead.
Who
Yeah,
cares?
they're
And
equally.
draw pictures of cow balls.
They're equally strange, right?
Come to think they are, actually.
Probably in the grand scheme of things.
Well, hey, we all learned some. I didn't know what a knot was, and you guys didn't know about the testy festy.
It's been a learn an educational day.
Well, I don't know how long we've been going. It is 9 o'clock, so we should probably maybe move on to some emails. Because,
Oh boy, I get to give advice.
yeah.
Holy crap, this is gonna go wrong.
It's all right.
Okay. We should find a good one then. Let's see here.
We just start at the bottom.
Well, okay, let's depends what it. Oh no, it's I want to find a good terrible one for MDef Max. Okay, actually, here's one about being gender fluid.
Oh
boy.
Who spilled this gender fluid all over the place?
It's on the carpet.
Okay, it's an
Don't forget
anonymous.
to change your gender fluid every 3,000
GIFs.
GIFs.
Okay, it's an anonymous Tumblr ask. Okay, hello, you casters of knots. I'm writing in today to ask a question about gender identity. I recently came out to my friends as gender fluid, and they were very kind about it. The next hurdle I have is coming out to my family, but whenever I broach the subject, it never ends well. They already know that I was bisexual for years now and took that well, but as soon as I bring up gender, they shut me down quickly. Any advice on getting them to listen would be appreciated. Sincerely, a confused leopard. Since Shiva is just back to the mic, we have an email from a listener asking about coming out to his family as gender fluid.
So they're okay with his
Bisexuality.
with their sexuality, but not with gender. Or
That's a
they haven't they
weird
have
combo, really.
Yeah, usually it's either all or nothing.
I can kind of see that, like.
Well, I mean, I could see it like, all right, you like dudes and chicks. Okay. Oh, but now you're not sure that you're a dude or a chick. That's anonymous, so I don't know the gender of the
You know,
author
like I
here.
can see somebody. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm just saying I can see somebody having the perspective of not understanding like transgender and being
Well,
like I understand you're bisexual, but I don't want you cutting your dick off and have that kind of attitude
yeah,
towards
'cause that's
it.
the thing is like with a lot of people when they think of transgender, they think of like the full Monty of like of doing a full-blown transition and not the
The surgical route, you mean.
Yeah.
The full surgery.
Everybody, most people just think of just the straight surgical route and don't think of like, well, there's, just HRT and
Yeah, you
yeah.
know me. Well,
There's dressing, there's HRT, there's
living
full
as.
surgery,
And this is even
there's
different because this is gender fluid.
Yeah,
So
it's
this
not
is
even
like
like.
another hurdle for them to
Yeah, it's not
understand.
saying I,
So my thoughts on this, it's like my initial reaction reading this, and you guys may disagree, but my reaction was kind of like, why do you need to come out to them about this?
Well,
You know,
it.
if you show up in a different manner of dress and they comment about it, I mean, yeah, you would definitely talk about it, but I don't really see this as a sit down because unlike sexuality, this doesn't affect like who you're going to bring home to family dinner, you know?
And
Yeah.
the thing is that you often get things where, say Susie shows up and she's being Sam and dressing more masculine. I honestly find it that girls who go full tomboy and even further have a slightly easier time of it until they go full hormone replacement and start actually going through the second puberty. But there's a lot of heels being dug in when you start having men going the other directions and being more feminine. And I actually find this kind of like, I hate to say it, but like my dad's generation, where they kind of grew up with you got one or the other. And sometimes you have, I hate to use the term, but more fey guys, which, they're very gay. At this point, they may not be gay. They may, in this case, it's bisexual, but they start having a hard time wrapping around anything other than binary because that's what they raised with. And it can take time to kind of wedge in that there's more than A or B.
Well, it's also kind of goes back to the rigidity of gender roles in their generation, really. You know, it's like here you can kind of do what the fuck ever, whatever floats your boat,
Because
right?
they have that man's man kind of
Yeah.
thing,
And, we're actually, old enough to have that vestige.
We're kind of halfway between the two. You know, we grew up with the traditional gender roles, but we're also young enough to start seeing the shift in like going from binary to a lot more shades of gray.
You go from the you must be one of two to whatever floats your boat or anime goat.
And even though the
Or
course
mom.
of doing this show, I've seen our own attitude shift wildly. I mean,
Well, yeah, I mean, we got an email from like, I was listening to some older episodes recently. I'm like, oh shit, what did we say?
well, even it was probably about 3 years ago, Fuzz said that he didn't quite understand the whole transgender thing. It was like I'll skim through the episodes and find it, but
Actually,
it was like 3 years ago,
let me
so
know when I said
I'm
that.
pretty sure that was me.
No,
And it was
well.
one of those things where it's like, I don't get it. Like, it's because I haven't had that experience, but I'm not going to be like, oh, that's fake or gay. It's just like, I
It
don't.
wasn't that. It was I didn't understand. It
It's
wasn't
like.
turning your nose up on it. It was just that you didn't understand.
I mean, I remember saying that because I don't have that mental place that a transgender person would have, that I can't really put myself in their mental shoes to be like, I understand what you're going through, because I truly don't, because I don't have those emotions, because my gender identity in my head matches my physical gender. So to me, it would be disrespectful for me to like
Go, I know
pat a
what you're going through.
transgendered person on the back and say,
Oh,
I
I know how it
understand, I
is.
know what you're going through. That would be bullshit.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know how they, like, I'm like, okay, it doesn't bother me. It's like, yeah, sure. That's how you are. That's cool. But I can't claim to know their experience at all. So that's just one of
Like I
those.
couldn't claim to know like a black person's experience or an Asian woman's experience or, anything
Yeah. A
else.
woman's experience. It's just like, hey,
No, I know all about a woman's experience.
Oh,
You know, I'm
totally. Sorry.
saying Asian women because I know how to drive, so I can't
Oh,
possibly.
you bastard.
There you go, Fuzz, bringing us back down.
There we go. I'm lowering the bar again.
We
That was just.
were getting too highbrow there.
We could limbo easily, and now we have to just scrape by.
That. I apologize to probably the one Asian woman that is listening to our show. No, I didn't really mean that, but
Now
you
just
know
cut
what I
off your
mean.
turn signal.
So
It's like,
there we go.
as long as you don't claim to know anything about Hanukkah, I won't claim to know anything about golfing.
What?
Okay. I don't golf
What is golf? What?
because I'm Scottish.
Oh. Is that where it came
We
from?
invented the game, yes.
Yeah.
I'm really, what's weird is I don't really drink at all, and I really dislike alcoholics, but I'm more proud of the scotch than I am of the golf.
Hey,
So I'm like,
at least the scotch is useful.
right,
So
fucking golf. I mean, how much wasted space is that?
he
And
knows that it
water.
involves a ball and a club, and you know it involves candles, and we'll leave it at
Ooh. Actually, know
that.
quite a bit because I watched The Jazz Singer.
Okay.
The 80s version with Neil Diamond because my mom was a Neil Diamond fan.
So, but going back to the guy, the individual's email, because again, I
Because
don't
we
know.
tangented wildly.
Right, yeah.
I kind of agree with you, Fuzz, that it is a like, well, what does it matter to your parents that they know what that you don't identify on the binary? I mean, and like, yeah, who you're bringing home, that matters to them, but are they really critical about how you dress? I mean,
Well,
visibility
I
is
mean, do you want the
important.
pronoun shift when your dress changes? I mean, what is your end goal for coming out?
Yeah, and I also have to ask, is like when you say they shut you down, is it just like, oh, they just disregard it, or do they get like
We're
religious shouty?
not going to talk about that.
I'm assuming that it's kind of like that. Yeah, like, nope, don't want to hear it, you know?
I mean, are they threatening to like kick you out of the house or,
Well, I think they're weren't they
They say
talking
they know that they've been bi for years, and that's not an issue, I
Yeah.
guess, but the whole
I'm thinking
gender
that
aspect.
they're of a generation where like, okay, we understand what gay people are, we kind of understand what bisexual people are.
Kind of. Only a
We
little.
right, yeah, 'cause there's
We only
still a lot of
half
people that
understand.
don't get that.
Yeah.
And
You're not real
but
close.
they're not quite there to understanding the
Gender
differences with
identity.
gender identity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most I could say is, start. I've had it explained to if you just start using the pronouns for your mother, use male pronouns. And when she corrects you, just kind of look at her. Things like that. You start using the wrong pronouns to them and see if they like it.
If that was the case, I think I'd take you to the doctor in case you were suffering early onset Alzheimer's or something. I'd be like, wait, did something, do you have that disease where like you say, you look at a car and say book, because
Oh
you're
no, that's just me normally. I mean,
that's just
there's
being a
that
derp.
weird condition. I saw it on House, so I know it's totally a real thing.
Totally.
Oh, you mean, I've been like that my entire fucking life, so.
Airplane. Do you mean pie? Do you want some pie?
That sort of reminds me of that one. I never saw the actual episode, but there's a GIF that goes around once in a while from Pokemon where there's a Ditto and like the one of the Team Rocket peeps are just like, opens up a book and points at Mew, and it's implied like turn into Mew, so Ditto turns into a book.
Nice. So
So,
I think we sort of answered
yeah,
that.
I don't know. It's just
as
one of those. It's a generational thing.
we can.
So I'm gonna go down to this. Oh, okay. The one from like I was listening to older episodes, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I was listening to some older episodes recently. This is an
Excuse
anonymous
me.
ask. Got to thinking about some of the old in jokes, particularly Saverin's gay literacy bill. Are there any others that pop up from time to time that any of you can recall?
Our in jokes.
Our in jokes.
Yeah.
Usually relationship math.
Yeah, relationship math,
Yeah.
trigonometry.
We've kind of stopped using doorknob illusions because
And rules.
sometime in the last 8 years we realized that domestic abuse isn't funny and we probably shouldn't joke about it.
Wow, it's like we've matured.
Right, totally. We're not edgy anymore.
We're not a bunch of edge lords.
You guys, we kind of were phasing out of the rules when I joined. We haven't brought up the rules for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was
And
just.
then some of that got like thrown out the window, like not mentioning Nazis. I mean, that gets brought up.
Well, fuck the Nazis. But
Yeah.
don't fuck the Nazis. Much like you shouldn't fuck the
Don't
snake.
fuck the snake.
Don't fuck the snake.
And we had to talk about Nazis on the episode where we were complaining about the Nazi fur.
Yeah, but we don't do, we didn't do Nazi jokes at the start, and that went out the window.
Yeah.
So speaking of Nazis, always a great lead-in to a topic shift.
All right.
I saw an image online the other day that was a picture of Worf and a picture of Hitler, and it said that if Worf and Hitler kissed, their mustaches wouldn't touch. Worf just says that on sight.
Oh, yes. They
Yeah.
would become one giant mustache.
Thanks, Internet.
From Buzz.
I don't remember if it was on Twitter or Tumblr or something, but yeah.
It's just one of those like sound clips, like just need to cut that out. Speaking of Nazis.
That could be your tone for when I send you a text. It's just my voice saying that.
No, use that as a lead-in for all of our like studio, our Patreon and all that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nazis, you can find us at Patreon at Nodcast.
Speaking of Nazis, here are the folks who support us on Patreon. You list their names, and the people are like, wait a minute. I'm seeing a sort of disconnect here.
It's like we're here to talk. We're here to support perverts, not Nazis.
I was like, you guys are talking about that. I'm thinking about like our in jokes from the GCC. I'm like, oh God, ours are like so much worse. Ours involve like China and Jews and Mongolios and.
Well, yeah, because you had in bullshit always being racist against the Chinese, or was it
No,
racist
he
against
was Chinese, but he said
racist
that
against
Koreans
Koreans?
weren't people.
Yeah, he would say shit like
Oh,
Koreans
so
and
us and like
Japanese weren't.
Fennecs aren't people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess.
And then he would have me like mocking like Orthodox Jews and how they like fuck through sheets and like The whole like why you know, like how they're more miserable than Catholics and shit like that.
I think I remember that
See,
episode.
my brain is like, I heard it, you said more miserable than cat, and instead of I, for some reason, my brain auto completed more miserable than cats. I'm like, what?
No,
and then you went to cat
cats are
remember,
yeah.
cats aren't happy unless they're visiting misery on others.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mine are pretty damn happy.
Oh, okay.
And that just
unless
makes
they're like making other people miserable. That's not me.
And that just makes me think that instead of cats, yeah, instead of they're basically they'd be modern day hair shirts. So Catholics would just like wear cats all over them as a form of repentance.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, I just remember the time where for like a couple weeks we just called him bullshit, Glape Jello baby, from that Jello commercial.
Oh yeah, the old racist Jello commercials.
What?
Yeah. Oh god, I'm gonna
that.
Have to dig this up for you guys.
Oh y'all, yeah, you're gonna have to fill it.
Glape Jello baby.
Glape.
Yeah, it's basically a Jello commercial from like 1956 or something, and it's this white guy in a really, really racist Chinese accent talking about how the West gave China the great invention of the spoon so they can eat Jello.
Racist.
Holy shit.
Jello.
Yeah. This is the kind of top quality shit that you find out. We are
Hey,
educational.
Autocompletes on Google. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a pretty
Is it this one?
Yes. It should be like
I'll
in
watch
black
it.
And white. Yeah, go ahead and watch it, and it's just it's like, oh, it's that kind of racism that's both just terrible and just hilarious.
Mm.
So is racism another ongoing in joke?
No, not for us.
We usually just pick on Seth.
As you look over to the Skype call, not for us.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, like, the GCC is a fairly diverse was a fairly diverse podcast, and we were incredibly racist.
It's true. You had a Jew and a Chinaman.
Yeah, a Jew, a Chinaman, and a redneck.
Yeah. I would show up.
And the redneck was the least racist of them all.
That's usually how it goes, though. Like, one minority will be really racist towards another minority.
Though, to just to clarify, we were generally racist towards ourselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I can't think of any other in jokes that we really revisit. I mean, the Good Night and Big Balls thing is a reference to Wipeout, which I haven't watched in like 5 years, but we still say.
Well, now we have Don't Fuck the Snake. So
yeah,
we're okay.
Good Night and Don't Fuck the Snake.
Yeah.
So
we're going to get a snake that writes in and go, why can't I ever be fucked?
Weren't we? Actually, for a while, weren't we going to say Good Night and Horse Pussy?
That was the joke, but no.
I want to do that.
Look, you know, we
it's definitely more furry appropriate.
I don't know. Don't fuck the snake. It's
we've
furry
already gotten past
the
whole, you know, bestiality podcast for 12-year-olds line.
Good night, horse pussy, and don't fuck the snake.
Yeah, that's a bit long.
Yeah, let's just not.
Fine.
Good night and big balls is just a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Coke classic, you know.
Well, it's like somebody recently said, hey, I went back to listening to Knockcast after like 5 years and they're still using the same intro. And I'm like, the song is eternal. We just got older.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. It's our identity.
If we change it at this point, people would be like, the fuck did I download?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd get to the voice and they're like, oh, it's these guys.
We would change it to some smooth jazz, something that sounds totally different.
So. Actually, it kind of makes me kind of want to file a small complaint with your other podcast, Saverin. The intro you guys use just reminds me of the Maximum PC podcast on your other podcast.
Well, see, it's one of those, it's a free bullshit MP3 you can download. Like, yeah, free
to
use. So,
yeah, like, well, I know the guy who did it, the podcast fantastic guy. And
yeah.
I know of him because I used to listen to PC Gamer and Maximum PC, so I already had all his stuff downloaded, and I hear it on your other podcasts, and I'm like, Whoa, okay.
Well, that's like
Bronyville could use the old GCC theme since.
Yeah, there
Yeah,
you go.
there you go.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure in Bolsa has
Just
some.
to confuse everybody.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
the
and then we can use the and then we can use the Bronyville intro and
on
Notcast, and then Bronyville can use the Notcast intro.
Oh, we'll just swap everything around.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rotate.
That'll be our April Fool's
Yeah.
episode.
No wait, Bronyville can use Unfurled's intro of the raspberries and the smooches or whatever they do, and then
Oh, they had that cool techno song.
yeah, or just fuck it. I don't who
Okay.
cares?
I don't care. Fuck
Yeah,
it.
fuck it.
We're just gonna steal like NPR's intros.
You're listening to Nodcast. Welcome. This week,
I'm
we're
Ira
gonna
Glass, and I'm taking it up the ass.
We're
I
gonna
don't know.
talk about
You
the
should
sociopolitical
oh.
ramifications of Rainforest getting kicked out of their hotel because reasons.
Oh,
Also.
you know what you could do? You could. Oh, actually, I don't know if you could actually do it, but I was about to say it would be awesome as if you could like commission Markiplier to do your intro.
Oh, God.
Just a general intro, like welcome to, like just like welcome to Notcast.
Does he have a particularly distinctive voice, or
Yes, a
he does. He's
very.
also like a massive YouTuber, and
Ah.
like with millions of subs, and it's like that'd be terrifying. Oh, suddenly a bunch of 12-year-olds now like, oh, what's this? No.
Ah, oh my God.
That would
Yeah.
be bad.
No es
So we
bueno.
should probably move on to another email since we got a handful of these guys.
Yeah, okay,
All right,
so
let's keep going.
Shiva, do you want to read this one
Yeah, let me get
so Ronry?
back to the title is I'm Alone. I can't hear how silly and desperate I feel sending this. I live in the suburbs of Massachusetts. Just from the place I live, you can tell that I feel like an outcast. I'm socially awkward to begin with, and I have social anxiety. I always feel like I always feel like I pull two friends in because I always see them drifting away. And now that I've walked out that door in that blue robe with no friends waiting for me, I'm alone. I think he means he graduated.
Oh,
Maybe it's
okay.
because I, maybe it's because as I have grown older, I've grown weirder, or it's just because everyone around me grew more antisocial. I asked myself, was it me? It has to have been my fault that everyone I cared about left me. I'm now attending community college, and I still just feel that if someone does not take the effort to hang out, I don't know, hang out with their friend outside of school ever, then they are not a friend. They're a convenient passerby. I like to think of myself as a fun person who is imaginative, adventurous, and enjoyable to spend time with, but I guess I'm just not good enough. I'm never good enough. All I ever want is a group of friends that feel like family, but I'm stuck with being alone and depressed and writing a pitiful, desperate letter to a sex-themed furry podcast. Boy, do I sound like a self-censored asshole. No.
You sound like a human being.
Yeah.
I mean, not to belittle your plight, because in your mind, that's the, your life is the most important thing in your life, and you are the most important person in your life, and so naturally for you, this is a huge deal. But if there's any comfort in it, this is something that everybody feels like, and I,
At some point or another.
at some point or another, and I'll say like. As far as like high school friends go, all of mine have moved away,
Mine
like
too.
or have moved, not necessarily moved
I didn't have
away,
friends in
but
high
like
school.
moved, yeah,
Did
moved
you didn't go
on.
to high school?
I didn't also have that many friends then either.
But no, this is something everybody goes through. It's like in high, you have friends that. You might have known all the way from elementary school, and well, you become adults, and
You get different interests and you grow
yeah.
apart.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, it is the transition to adulthood in a lot of ways. Because if you've been going to the same high school for a number of years, and you've got the same people in your classes year after year, you know the people who's your friend, who's not. But when you're going to, well, in this case, a new community college, you don't know anybody.
Yeah.
So instead of having a pre-made potential social circle and the same people you see every day
Since you were,
in the same
5 years
classes,
old.
now you're in a new school in a new environment and have to meet new people. And if you're going to community college, you're going to have a probably a large, lot wider swath of age ranges to
demographic.
You're gonna have people your age. You're gonna have people in their 30s and
40s, 60s.
People
Continuing
who,
ed, you know.
And what where they say they were from? Michigan?
Massachusetts.
Oh,
They're from Mass.
Massachusetts. Okay, well, I'd say, you know, high school, you can't rely on high school anymore to provide your social circle. So, you know, go out and try to see if you can find a furry meetup group, or, you know, anime, or you know, D&D, just whatever interest you have. Try to see if you can find a group. And
He also didn't know how long he had been at this college, because it's October, and if he's a new graduate, he just started that college.
in like August.
So, just from speaking from personal experience and going from high school to college, I really didn't have a lot of friends in high school. I had some folks I was friendly with, but not super close. The one person I was close to, I'm still in contact with, but she lives now up in New York State. And we mostly talk every very infrequently. I talk more to her wife than to her. The closest I've ever been to the people I was in high school with is getting back in contact with them through Facebook and discovering, hey, I had a lot more in common with you now later on as an adult, or I'm actually becoming more friendly with them. But I'm in my late 30s, they're older than me. So this is reconnecting with some people that I haven't seen for 20 odd years, and we're getting to kind of know each other as adults. But I don't talk to them as necessarily my high school friend group. And for all the people I met in college, again, don't really talk to, I got some of them on Facebook, but we don't really talk. All of my friends are mostly people that I've met down here or through the furry fandom, and that took time to develop.
Well,
Like all of like the people I call, you know, friends or associates, I've met, you know, through like the local anime club, or, you know, down at the game shop, or through the furry fandom, or through the brony fandom. It's like I met Saverin through the brony fandom, and via him I met, you know, you Shiva and you Fuzzwolf. You know, it's you know, friendships, you know.
You pick them up in the weirdest places.
Well, I mean, again,
We are all
sometimes
six
in the
degrees of
bathroom at
Guardian.
the 6 degrees of Guardian,
yeah.
but also like me just posting to the North Texas Furs LJ community back in the day, and it just so happened to be that it was one of the nights where there was doing a Papa's meet, and I drove from Fort Worth to Addison to go to a Papa's meet, and the only
That's
person
a
I knew was Guardian. But then I met, but you, Fuzz, were the person who invited me to come.
Oh, yeah, because I was Shiva and I were the moderators on the Texas Area Furs LJ community.
I
So it's
started
just
and
one of
I grabbed
those,
you and
you know, and what I guess I'm saying is you might need to just put yourself out there and go for it. Because
Another good thing to do is find a creative outlet you have, whatever that would be, and you know, upload your stuff to, you know, like, you know, if you're really good at photography, you know, like Flickr and Instagram, or if you like doing YouTube videos, do YouTube, and you can meet people that way.
Like I know furries at Cross Stitch, and there's a small community for that.
And you don't even ha you don't have to be good. Don't wait until you're good. Just fucking do it. Do
Yeah,
it.
and just remember that, you know, physical friend, you know, friendships in the meat space are great, but you know, friendships over the internet are just as good. You know,
Yeah, so
don't
it's.
discount either or. You know, here's the thing. I live in South Dakota, so you know, I'm
Fuck.
more in the middle of fucking nowhere. Well, not really in the middle. I'm more isolated from the communities I relate with than other people, you know, because it's fucking South Dakota.
Yeah, I was
Yeah.
gonna say.
It's a bit of a drive.
Yeah.
But still, you're
So.
gonna be coming down here and we're gonna go to PAX South.
Yeah, well, and even if I didn't, it's like I still know you guys online, and you know, I have a community I can relate to on the internet, so.
I mean, meet space is good, but sometimes if you go through the internet, you make meet space friends. You might not see them every day, but at least, you know, you're friends.
You talk to them.
Yeah.
I have to say the world feels smaller since getting into the furry fandom and meeting people online. And then I go to cons. It's like there are people that live 2,000 miles away from me that I see 5 or 6 times a year. So that I see more often than people that live across town from me,
Or even the people that are like, oh shit, I listened to your show.
Right,
It's like, you
yeah,
know
it's
who I
like,
am? Cool.
yeah,
it's like, just go. I don't know if you guys have analytics for Notcasts, but I mean, on YouTube, like when we had the GCC, it's like we had like people, we had a guy in Iceland who listened to us. For a while we
Nice.
had people in the People's Republic of China, and then in China, and then we, and then the Great Firewall dropped, and we lost. Yeah, I was actually honestly surprised that the GCC kind of
Didn't
was
make the
like
cut.
Well,
didn't
like
make the
I've
cut.
got on my YouTube channel, I've gotten hits from like Congo and like middle of Africa. Like there's, South America, everybody, So it's like you could, the stuff you put out there can be seen by people around the world. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
actually, you really need to appreciate those people in like Central Africa, because it's like
Like
they're in it so shit they probably like let their computer run for 3 hours just to load it at 360p.
he was like, I want to listen to this My Little Pony story. I want to hear what happens to Octavia and Vinyl Scratch. It's very important.
It's like appreciate those fans, but yeah, man, it's like,
Will she get the pussy?
We've all felt that
Yes.
way. You're not alone in feeling that way. You're not pathetic. You're human. You're
And
human.
every human needs other contact of some
Yes.
sort.
And it's entirely natural for you to feel that way. It's like, yeah, go, but you have to go out and find it. That's on you.
So I'm going to archive the one from Wolfie Man. Thank you for writing in Wolfie Man, but we actually covered your story earlier in the episode. He wrote in about the gun oil
Gun oil
at
lube.
Oh yeah, I saw
Walmart.
that. I actually saw that from
I know I retweeted it at one point. I don't know if you saw it there.
okay, not okay. See, the shop that Horses, Ghosts, and Wolf own.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah, their Adam and Eve store retweeted
Nice.
it on
So, have you. Whose turn is it
It'd be
now?
mine.
Okay. Do you want to read?
I stumbled all
All
over the
right, so
last
this one
one.
is
Okay.
titled Ari Losing Our Fur-ligion.
Oh.
That's me in the corner, fapping to F it. Oh,
Okay,
go
so hey there, Knockast. First, I want to thank you for reading my story. It must have been suicide on the show. It meant a lot to me, and for it to be posted there, and I still listen to it like a nerd. I'm glad you like it.
ahead.
Second, I am really disappointed at the complete jerkwads who made this year's Rainforest a complete freak show. I swear, if that convention is canceled before I get to go, I will be the saltiest peanut. Angry face. We do really need to focus on keeping ourselves in check and not letting the few rotten eggs ruin it for the rest of us. And third, the real purpose of me writing in. It has been commented on by a few of my local fur friends that our meats are becoming less and less furry. Sure, we are furries, but our meats are becoming come over, have pizza, play a game, go home. Nothing very furry is really happening. No furry events or activities, even tails and suits are kind of being left at home. It's making the local community feel stagnant and, well, too normal. Don't get me wrong, nothing is wrong with meeting up and having a normal time with friends, but I would hope our fur meats would be a bit more interesting and fluffy. Do you guys and gals have any suggestions what might bring the fluff back to our meats? Maybe even some basic activity you'd consider fur specific. Love the show. Thank you for your time, your northern fluff dragon, Shiru.
Well, here's the thing. Most of our
Meats are
gatherings
pretty
aren't very.
normal.
It's
Yeah.
mostly a bunch. I mean, you occasionally have people who bring a costume. I can't think of anyone that comes to any of the parties that, like, wears
Like
ears and tails.
none of the things we do, really. I mean, I know there's like the Arlington Fur Meet, people show up in suits. There's a
It was also
furry
where somebody put a
bowling event.
dildo on their car's
Yeah.
Yay.
dashboard.
There's a furry bowling event that Dober Dog had posted pictures of where people go in suit.
In fursuit.
But like yeah, when either of us, like for Cookiegeddon or my New Year party, it's like nobody really shows up in suit or
Well, I
in
mean,
tail and ears
we're
or
talking about
anything.
doing a Halloween party, and they're welcome to dress up for that, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's like for the Halloween party though, that's really appropriate. It's a Halloween thing.
Yeah.
But like, if I'm coming over to your place on Tuesday, we're just gonna come over, hang out, and shoot the shit because we're friends.
Right.
And not because we're furry necessarily, you know?
And the thing is there's furry activities, as in you dress like an animal or you do fluffy things, but sometimes it's
Our
just,
Savern sucks me off.
Buzz?
but it's also the thing about being furries is not just about the dress up and using the word marf and yif every other word. It's,
Marf me in the
hey,
if hole.
it's,
That's
have you
right.
seen this cool art? Have you read this comic? Have
Hey,
you read this
Fuzz, did you see
book?
this really fucking hot Flutterbat pic? Let me show you this artist. You can go through
Yeah.
and favorite everything they've
That's
done.
about the furriest
Ah.
fucking thing we've done in a while.
Yeah, I mean,
Let
it's, have you read this comic?
me
Have you
show you
read this
that pic
book?
that Scapo did.
Or have
Horse
you seen
pussy.
this cartoon? And somebody throws up a new cartoon to watch. The
Well,
thing
one
is.
night I showed everyone on Tuesday the Dam Keeper and made everybody cry, which
Yeah.
is a anthro animal
So
animated.
it's not just something you do, it's also a central interest that sometimes gets brought up, and sometimes you just nerd about other things, but it's a safe space to bring up the fuzzy people
Weirdness.
weirdness, you know.
I say weirdness with quotation fingers because you
Yeah.
can't see that because this isn't a
Well,
video
like
cast.
if you're going to be in a whole group of like anime nerds where that's your soul, your central, you know, you're here to talk about Project Eiko and Evangelion and Sword Art Online
Okay,
and
you're a little bit newer.
yeah,
I
I
was
know.
like,
And
Shiva, I know it's been a while
I'm
since you were going to anime cons, but really?
Yeah, Sword Art Online.
1993, 97?
Hey,
Back in
I'm old
my day,
school.
we were watching that Lupin the Third
It's
and
been.
Orochidoji, Legend of the Overfiend.
Hey,
But, you
it
know,
was the
so.
20th anniversary of Evangelion here like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
Wow.
and it's been recently talking about the movie, which is what brought it up.
Oh,
And we
okay.
were recently going back with, well, I started with this and I started with that, which is where those all came up
Yeah.
from. Regardless, reeling it back. So if you're on a group of people where your primary everybody likes anime, or you're talking at a gaming meet where everybody's doing Warhammer, you're not going to walk up to a dude and say, "Hey, have you seen the latest Genus?"
Hey, have you hammered any wars lately?
Or have you read Trevor's Tricks? To go back
God.
to an old one. You know, you're not going to go up and say, "Hey, are you really interested in this random furry shit?" But if you're on at a group of
Incontinent
friends,
student bodies.
yeah.
Ah.
But if you're with a group of people you know that's furry, and even though you might have other interests which may stagnate, you know it's safe to turn around and bring up, you know, have you seen this by Blotch? Have you
Yeah.
seen this by pick your favorite
Have you
artist?
seen all the porn that people are doing of them fighting herds? Everybody really likes that smug deer.
Yeah. So, you know, there's it's not just you have to do this all the time. It's this is a safe place to bring up X fuzzy
Yeah.
topic.
And I have a similar take on this from a different perspective is that back when I was in college, I had met two or three Doctor Who fans online on Rekart's Doctor Who, the news group.
Ooh.
Now, this was before 2005, so it was before the resurgence of Doctor Who. So it was just classic Who. And while we got together the first couple of times, we geeked out about Doctor Who and some of our favorite novels that had come out in the early 90s and stuff. After that, we were just friends. And we didn't talk about Doctor Who
All the
continually
time.
every time we got together. It was sort of this basis in this common interest that we had. But after we'd sort of exhausted geeking out about the fanon and the canon and everything, we just kind of started talking about other shit. Like we were all in college or working part-time and talking about what we're studying, just getting to know each other as people.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody will discover something new and drag it into the light, but
Yeah, I
it's
mean
not
Doctor Who
some.
would pop up
Yeah.
frequently, but it no longer became like, oh, we're going to get together and talk about Doctor Who for
It
six
wasn't the
hours.
core of what brought you together. You were friends and you had this shared interest, but that
Yeah,
wasn't
the
why you
shared
got
interest
together.
brought us together, and
Yeah.
then we became friends beyond that. And it's
And
very
sometimes.
similar to how furry has kind of happened for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes if somebody new will come in, they'll rejazz all the old discussions and then it'll
Right.
settle
Yep.
down again.
As they integrate into the group.
That's why I kind of feel weird when I mean, you guys do it as well, but when furry is referred to as a fandom, it's like, no, it's more like a subculture.
Yeah.
Where it's like all these other things are built upon it, and it's like sort of like more base like level.
All these other things feed into it. I mean, it draws resources from all these other little archetypes.
I guess I just kind of always use those words interchangeably, but I hadn't really thought of it like that.
It's like, in my opinion, like, fandom means, like, oh, we're dedicated to this one thing.
Like, right. You would have a SWAT Cats fandom, or Sonic fandom, or Phony fandom.
Yeah.
But furry's more of a
general
genre.
Well, I mean, you know, like, we were having spirited discussion earlier of Zootopia, and how we're like, oh, fuck, it's gonna make a bunch of new furries, yeah!
Yeah, I can't wait till they're 18. So, and then they can write into the show and be listeners.
Come to Furry Fiesta, kids.
What did you think I meant?
It's like, hey, hey, kids, did watching Zootopia make you feel a little funny? Come to Furry Fiesta. We'll get you good.
There'll probably be porn of it to buy at the Fiesta.
I really don't think we should change the COD slogan to "We'll get you good."
You pitch that at the next board meeting. We'll see how long it flies.
Says the board president.
Path, we have an idea. I think you're going to love it. Next year's theme, we'll get you good.
That's Siesta.
You like Zootopia? Come to our con.
We'll get you good. It's about police brutality.
Bunny
police
brutality.
State. Written in coins.
Rejected con themes. One of my other suggested...
Papers, please.
Rejected con themes was just poor life decisions. That would be an awesome con theme.
So
I guess our answer is don't worry about making shit more furry. Maybe do a very furry specific thing, like we're gonna go fursuit bowling, and then like half the people there are going to be dressed up, but
we're all going to go to Pizza Hut in furry costumes and force the staff to draw pictures of furries.
Yeah,
that sounds like a bad time.
Yeah, no. That actually happened in the brony. That actually happened with a bunch of bronies. It happened like in 2012.
Wait, how did they force people at the pizza place?
Well, they
to
didn't
draw...
really force them, but you know how you can request the delivery driver to.
Oh, no.
That was like Brony Pizza Hunt. It's on YouTube. You really want to cringe to death.
Please draw a picture of Applejack eating out Rarity or on a pizza box.
Yeah, well, if it was 2012, it'd probably be Applejack and Rainbow Dash. But, you know, fandom tastes have changed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Fooda Jack and Fluttershy.
Fooda Jack.
Welcome to the Brony fandom. Put a dick on it.
It's what they do. The main characters are all women. Give them penises anyway. Big horse penises.
Because the patriarchy.
All right, so here.
Saren's like, moving quickly on.
eject. All right, so.
The fur-triarchy.
Furluminati.
The furlumin, yes. Okay, so Furiati. I guess I'll be the next one to read. I'm going to read the Fur Reality Con report.
The wall of text that Shiva will avoid.
Oh, Jesus.
With a dodge.
Lion Christ. No. Fur Reality is a newer furry con. It's run by the folks that do the Ringtail Cafe comic. And they also do some other comics. Do a kid's comic about little candy creatures that come to life because they're enchanted. Confectionaries. Yes, thank you. They go all out and they do like a big deal with the opening ceremonies and do like a life-sized game you can walk through and stuff like that, so it's pretty interesting. Let me go ahead. And this year's theme was based on the Mexican Day of the Dead festival, which is really interesting cultural thing, which I totally think as white people we should appropriate. For a Reality Con report. I figured
you said it, not me.
Y'all are just gonna let that lie there, okay? I figured since y'all like getting reports from various cons, that I'd give you one on the con that happened this past weekend, one of three anyway, for a reality in Cincinnati, Ohio. I arrived on Thursday evening after work, though not much was happening that night. Con staff were going around getting all the final touches done and in place, and I have some people at hand helping to carry stuff inside. There was a group of us early types that hung around in the seating area in front of con ops and chatted while waiting to pick up our badge and con loot. Most cons tend to give the loot in a plastic bag, but Fur Reality just slapped us in the face with that shit. But Fur Reality gave it to us in a nice tote bag with this year's logo on it. Yeah, they go in for their tote bags there. Friday morning, I grabbed a quick breakfast in the hotel atrium. Then a few of us went over to the store Jungle Gyms to grab a keg and some other food and drinks for room parties later. We got back in time to attend opening ceremonies and get started on the con story. FR does a story for the con based around the theme, this year's theme being Viva, with all sorts of ways that con attendees can participate and shape the story. This year, all the con attendees were killed by the villain of last year's story and were living it up in the land of the dead, watched over by the Guardian of Souls. The evil Bone Dog, however, wanted to control it all, so killed the Guardian, he got better, to steal his power. The con has made up a large feathered serpent prop for the Guardian and had a Bone Dog fursuit that acted out the events during opening ceremonies. The idea being that congoers could gather souls, the con game's point cards that one got for taking part in the con by attending panels and events, helping out, or buying stuff, and then turn them in at the end of the con to support either the Guardian or Bone Dog. Bone Dog. Episode 298, Bone Dog, who would then win the story for this year. After opening, I decided to head out and find some friends to hang out with. I've been to a lot of cons at this point, so many of the panels outside the performing ones don't hold a whole lot of appeal to me. So I spent most of the day chatting with local friends and catching up with friends I only see a few times a year. Every now and then, the Bone Dog, damn it, Sarah, wandered about and talked with people. And I have to give props to the person in the suit, as they did a really good job of bringing the character to life. After grabbing supper and feeling sorry for the lone worker at the subway across the parking lot from the hotel, the night of partying began. Broke away from the party for a while to go to and take part in the Furries Ruin Everything game, where you had to respond to horribly suggestive statements or identify pictures with perfectly clean answers. It's amazing. It's like apples to apples or taboo with furries, I guess. It's amazing just how many dog toys look just like sex toys. Well, we are furries. Sadly, I had to tap out by midnight due to a sinus headache. Saturday, I took a look through the dealer's den and artist alley in the morning to see what I could spend my money on before offering to help out security during the fursuit parade by doing door guard slash badge check while they dealt with that. The parade was pretty good, though joke of herding cats were made as it started a half hour or so late. Afterwards, I went to some of the performance panels that had piqued my interest, then grabbed some food and drink with friends. The night proceeded with good drinks, good friends, lots of bad jokes, and even some snuggle time.
Oh boy. Was it with Bone Dog?
That'll be their theme next year, snuggle time with Bone Dog. Sunday mornings. God, there's so many typos in this. Sunday morning started with the fun of watching the hungover furs start to become mobile and seek food. Then I went to a live taking of the Draggett Show, a furry comedy podcast for those who don't know, followed by Furry Feud and the hilarious wrongness of some of the questions brought up. At some point on Saturday, someone started making and putting up propaganda-like posters urging people to give souls to Bone Dog. Someone even got a movement started to give points to and support the loser of last year's story, the one who killed us all at the start of this year. Things started to wind down in the afternoon, got in a good game of Red Dragon in, and went to closing ceremonies. The con had just shy of 400 people total and had managed to raise several thousand for the charity, Alley Cat Rescue, and they announced the theme for next year, Bone Dog Takes Your Ass. Believe, think X-Files type paranormal slash alien sort of thing. The con story was brought to a close with both the actors for Bone Dog and the Guardian doing an awesome job at acting and talking smack to each other while people turned in points, giving victory to the Bone Dog. Proof that it's easy for the evil guy to win if he has both charm and is cute in a strange skull for a face kind of way. A lot of people dissipated after closing, the con being small enough yet that a lot of the attendees are locals, But enough remained for a small dead dog celebration that turned into a swim party in the hotel's pool. Overall, a very enjoyable and relaxing con that not only made you care about the theme, but actually got you involved. Not something many cons have been able to do with any sort of regularity. True there. We'll definitely be back again next year. Moonshine Fox.
Cool.
Sounds good. Thank you for the con report.
Yeah, it's good that cons are really going with their themes, you know, because we had, what was it? BLFC.
BLFC. Yeah. And this year or next year, they're doing the sequel to last year's theme.
Yeah.
So the Resistance overthrew Big Brother Bear. No.
Big Brother Bear. Oh, God, which Bernstein reality are we in? Bernstein or Bernstein?
Little is Big Brother, I think. But the character was a bear. So next year it's like Viva la Revolution.
Ah.
So fun thing that got pointed out to me on the our Facebook Fiesta account. So this year's Fiesta, because we moved it up into March, our Sunday falls on Daylight Savings. So between Saturday and Sunday, we're going to lose an hour.
Time travel.
Damn, if we were in the fall, the con would be an hour longer.
Yeah, no. So we're going to have to be careful that everybody sets their clocks back. Saturday to Sunday night.
We have to refund everyone like 75 cents on their registration because they get cheapened by an hour.
No, I mean, it's time.
It's only 71 hours long, not 72.
No, but it means that there's going to be people running late.
Oh, hang on, what?
I was about to say, sue the farmers.
Sue the farmers. Yes.
We should all be like Arizona. Fuck daylight savings time.
We should.
Really hate it. But it's going to be, you know that people are going to forget to set their clocks the night before if they don't have something that auto-updates like a phone. And they're going to be running
all
late.
All the panels are fucked on Sunday.
Yep.
Oh, shit. So do we want to read this last one? I mean, there's some in here. Jeeves wrote us in with some 300th episode topic suggestions. Do we want to read those or do we want to consider that?
I think keep those.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am going to read his PS, though. This is from Jeeves the Roo, Scotland.
From Scotland.
We have to point out that...
Yes, he always signs that. So, P.S. Last show you said you thought that Kyle Gold was the only furry writer who made a living from their work. Actually, I do too. In May of this year, I quit my job as a chef and started writing full time with no other source of income. It took 10 years of writing as a hobby for me to get here, so I very much agree with your comments last week that it isn't something which is easy to do. However, with enough time and dedication, it is possible. Yay. So that's very cool, and thank you for giving us the update on that. And
yes, we learned something congrats. New today.
Yeah, that's very cool. So we'll review the topic suggestions amongst ourselves and figure out what we're going to do there. So that wraps up the emails and the Tumblr.
And folks can still keep sending out ideas for our 300th show.
Yep, because that'll be 3 weeks from now.
And then we'll just do all of them.
Yep. Oh, God.
So there's obviously no episode next week. I'll be a little busy.
Just a tip.
I'm gonna hunt you down with a microphone and be like, "We're doing this now!
All right, we're gonna do it live."
Just start stream casting on my phone. Yeah.
Periscope that shit, yo.
That's right. Yeah. I'm here. I'm Deathmech. Are you going to Nightmare Nights?
No.
Oh, it's too bad.
I will not. I will be down there
you
for
will not. Fuck Nightmare.
Okay.
Fuck
I won't be at PAX, but enjoy you guys enjoy yourself.
We will. Two ships passing in the night.
Actually, you guys should do like a video for PAX or something. Talk about what see.
I'm going to have a camera at that point. If I don't get the one that
get
Flane
you a
has.
Selfie stick.
Well, no, I'm going to probably have the camera that Flane has and we'll
mm-hmm.
do video shit because we're a bunch of YouTube fags.
Yeah, that guy, Apple birds. Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the body paint that he did.
Wait, what?
I'll show you later.
Oh, I can't see. It's on beastpaint.com.
Oh, Christ.
I don't know. Did you want to mention really quick before we take off if there are any fans of the YouTuber Total Biscuit to send them?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we should talk about this. Actually, there's a couple things I want to talk about. First, talk about Total Biscuit, and then we'll have a happier note.
Okay, so we've passed the emails, but now we're going to go on to the fuck...
Yeah, that fucking sucks part of the
podcast. Total Biscuit is a YouTuber slash podcaster slash content creator type that I have been listening to since the days of Wild Radio, when he was complaining about people complaining about Ulduar and how people were not fucking prepared for Illidan.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to him back during Burning Crusade. So that's a long time ago.
Oh God, I misheard you. I thought you said Brony Crusade for a second.
No. Sorry. Yeah, let me tell you, WoW is really far ahead of it. You know, they had the expansion in Equestria where we took down Celestia. It was really like weird.
5 years before the show came back.
we were playing on the side of Nightmare Moon. Ugh. But he'd been dealing with colon cancer.
Yeah.
And this was a situation where he didn't go to the doctor because whatever reason, didn't get checked out in time and dealt with cancer. And he had a CT scan here a couple days ago, and it didn't come black clear.
Well, his colon cancer was clear, but they found spots on his liver, which point to liver cancer and liver cancers.
Not if it's in the liver, it's in the blood, and then that means it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm.
So they said, what, 2 to 3 years?
2 to 3 years on top.
Yeah, well, that's the average of 2 to 3 years. Most don't last past 5.
And that's if it's just liver cancer and not cancer of the everything, which could be possible, too. It's it's a fucking tragedy, too, because...
He's probably a younger guy.
He's 31.
Yeah, wow. he's younger than...
He's younger than me. Younger than all of us.
Yeah.
Which is fucking... just blows my mind.
And he you hear liver cancer and you think, you know, alcoholism, and it's like, no, he wasn't. He was really straight laced, and it really fucking sucks because it's like he's
got a wife and a kid.
Yeah, he's got a wife and a kid. You know, a house in North Carolina. You know, bunch of pets. He's really done well for himself, and it's just it's like, goddamn. Why now? You know,
it's just one of those things where it's like, it's weird because, you know, he's just this guy on the internet that you followed for a decade or more.
Right.
And you like this, it's just one of those weird things about the world today. It's like, oh shit, this person I never met and probably never will is definitely ill and I'm very sad for them. It's such a weird thing, but it really, like, when you actually Skyped me this morning, I was like, what the fuck? I hadn't seen that yet, and then I saw on Twitter.
It really kind of blew. It kind of really caught everybody off guard that you know this happened. And the only times I could think of, like, well, first of all, it's like we're acting like he's already dead. He's
like, I'm still kicking, you fuckers.
Yeah, and actually his second tweet out was, fuck this disease, I want up the average.
Yeah.
So I think I think that's his sign of, like, if, like, the Mayo Clinic or any kind of clinic is doing the experimental shit, he's going to sign up for it as fast as he can. It sounds like he wants to do everything he can to try to live as long as possible.
As he should. I mean...
Yeah.
For his wife and kid and family and friends.
Yeah, if anything, just to make sure they have... I mean, at the very least, to make sure, you know, they have something to live on after whatever happens.
Yeah.
So, my sister's husband's father got diagnosed about 9 months ago with brain cancer.
Oh, shit.
It's not a tumor. It's actually a cancer of... there's like a connective webbing between... sections of your brain, and that can actually become
that's fucking crazy. I didn't
cancerous. Wow. And I'm trying to remember the exact, but it's not like it's one big tumor that you can take out. It's actually like throughout. And he's been degrading, and he has about 2 to 3 months to live. And my brother-in-law is basically over in the Netherlands saying goodbye.
Fuck cancer.
I mean, even though she died of a wide variety of different things, so they don't know exactly, she had uterine cancer when she died, and it may have contributed to everything else.
She died of death. Well, I mean, hell, even my parents have dealt with skin cancers because they work outside so much. And, like, my mom has had skin cancers removed from her arm. My dad has had stuff from his scalp, and it's just like, fuck.
Yeah. And you know, my mom died of cancer.
Yeah. And so it's like, and it runs badly in my my mom's mom died of lung cancer. And so it's like cancer runs in my family. I mean, everybody, I mean, 40% of humans get cancer before they die.
Right.
Of some form. All it is, all cancer is one of your cells fucking up replicating.
And your immune system doesn't catch it.
Yeah. I mean, cancer can happen anytime, any place. And so it's not like, you know, clean living will save your ass.
Yeah.
I was actually reading the other day about basically someone said, you know, don't put the Susan B. Komen, don't donate anything for me for, because she says that basically a lot of like breast cancer, like the stuff that gets removed where you get a mastectomy and it's okay. And a lot of like early testing, that's not what actually kills people. It's the fact that it metastasizes and it spreads.
Yeah.
And what's really bad about that is a lot of those deaths don't get recorded. Once it hits that metastasized stage, they don't record those statistics as religiously as it should. So the numbers of people that actually die from this spreading to other organs is underreported. So a lot of like the Susan B. Komen stuff goes for early detection when that's not what's killing people. If you catch it, and there's actually been a higher misdiagnosis of early cancers, so it's kind of like the money's going in the wrong spot. Well,
and also, the other thing is, like, from what I'd heard, only 2% of the donations actually go towards cancer research.
Yeah, they're
and
scummy.
Their CEO makes like $300,000-$500,000 a year or something like that.
Goodwill and a bunch of the other ones are about the same.
So, yeah, I think the American Cancer Society, from what I hear, is a little more on the level than Susan B. Komen is.
And the ice bucket challenge that people were poo-pooing, actually it raised a lot of money, and they've actually made some discoveries from some of that money.
That's yep.
Good. So people are going like, it would never help anybody. Well, it
people
did.
People doing stupid stunts for money.
I'm really glad that the organization was like, well, it's been a year. Here's where the money went, and it already spent like a good $750,000 of it and actually put it towards real research.
And
that's pretty awesome.
I admit, when I was seeing those ice bucket challenges, I got teary. My grandpa died from ALS.
Yeah.
So suddenly everybody's talking about this Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and it's like nobody had heard about this. I knew about it because it ran my grandfather and potentially down through his line.
Yeah.
It might hit, and then suddenly it's everywhere because it's a horrible disease. So, yeah.
So nobody makes it out of life alive.
So I want to end the episode on an up note.
Okay.
So I want to mention a Indiegogo campaign, which we may have vaguely mentioned on the show, but I don't think we've really gone into it into detail that I feel we should. And that's them fighting herds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So for those, so a little bit of the backstory. The company's name is Main Six. They were making a My Little Pony based game called Fighting is Magic. They got almost done and Hasbro C&D'd the fuck out of them.
Because they're cunts.
And then enter Lauren Faust, who brought Friendship is Magic to life and who has reason to hate Hasbro. And she was like, hey guys, I'll help you out. Since they already had basically the engine set up for a quadruped based animal fighting game, she designed all new characters for them, and Main Six went about creating a whole new game. So they currently have an Indiegogo campaign up and running. There's only 6 days left. They're 79% funded. They're asking for $436,000 to make the game, and they're up to $346,42, so they've got a little under $90,000 that they need to do this game in 6 days. So I just figured we would go ahead and bring it up, and any little bit would help.
I think the buy-in for the game is $15, so
yeah,
pretty damn good price. Also, really quick, not only did Laura and Faust step in, but Revenge Labs, the guys who made Skullgirls, stepped in.
I heard
in
about that.
Yeah, they used the Z engine.
Z engine. So it's got a rock solid fighting game engine behind it, because Skullgirl, the Z engine, is one of the it was made by people who absolutely love Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, and I put forth 150.
Cool.
And I might up it add another $40 into it just to get another like code and share it.
To get the lusciously bearded unicorn.
I'm actually thinking about upping mine because I bought it at the $15 level, so I might up mine to $40.
Yeah, I'm actually probably going to back it too, even though I don't play video games at all, but I actually kind of like fighting games because I used to play MK3 way back in the day.
We could always, you know, buy a couple of them through the Notcast fund and give them away through the show.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. Actually, it'd be kind of cool if you could, if we do get one, if you could set it up at the con. Mm. Not Nightmare Nights. I mean,
Fiesta. Once it comes out.
If it comes out, cross your fingers, hopefully. Yeah. But
I think we might appropriate some of our ill-gotten Patreon lucre to
buy some codes to give out.
Yeah.
Well, it's to help the show. So I mean, it's going back into the show. So
yeah.
Indiegogo makes the browser on my iPad crash.
Oh.
I think most websites will make the browser on your iPad crash.
So old. By old, it's like 5 years old, maybe.
Yeah, that's it's working okay on mine.
Tablet ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's called Them's Fightin' Herds. They're on Indiegogo, so just go ahead and Google them. You'll find it under that name. There's a couple of videos and stuff. They're a cute cast of animals beating the stuffing out
of
each
like
other.
Looks like there's a sheep, a
alpaca,
unicorn.
Yeah,
deer.
There's like a little dragon.
Cow. Looks like a Kieran.
God, the little cow is adorable too.
Yeah,
there's like a backstory and everything. Like, there's a whole world in the story.
Yeah, there's an overworld in the game. There's like a main lobby area that you can run around in.
Yeah, and like I think some of the levels that you can back is you can get your character as a sprite in the lobby area and stuff like that.
So,
I figured I'd end up on that.
Yeah, fuck cancer. And support cute animals fighting each other.
Yeah. Yes.
Support it because I want to see YouTubers, like non-brony and non-furry YouTubers, have to play this game when it comes out. and they get the promotional copies from the main six.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, cool. Want to wrap that up? MDefMech, do you want to throw out your contact info and your info about your new podcast?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at MDefMech. You can find my art blog where I put up dumb sketches of cyber alicorn bullshit.
With big titties.
Yeah, with big titties at Wyodak, wyodak.tumblr.com. And you can check out, I put the pilot episode for mine and bullshit's relaunch podcast, fucking amazing podcast at on SoundCloud. It's Fapcast, FAPCAST.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the pilot episode. We kind of recorded a bunch of episodes and then like months later just like upload them. We upload them every 2 weeks so that way we have a healthy stock of episodes to upload in case we. Because basically what ended the GCC was our schedules got fucked. So
so you're building up a backlog so that you've got something to bridge gaps.
Yeah, and bullshit had real life happen to him.
Yeah, he had Boy Scouts happen. I mean, he actually works for the Boy Scouts.
Oh.
So.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I thought they just charged out of the woods, tied him up, and, you know, ran off with him. But, you know. Boy Scouts.
Totally writing Scouts that story now.
So, yeah, you can find it. It's on SoundCloud. And also, we're going to make sure that any music we use is, like, music that's not copyrightable because also part of the reason I kind of quashed the old podcast was that like 80 of our episodes got content struck.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Cause apparently SoundCloud's great for hosting podcasts, but unlike Libsyn or hosting your own, they also keep track of music.
Oh.
They have to. They have to.
Whoops.
Wow.
All the shit we use in our show is Creative Commons.
Yeah. Or, furries that are like, hey, play my songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to make sure to watch out for that. Make sure we get it from sources that are okay with that.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
Okay. All right. And as always, you can email us at notcast@foxduffers.com. You can find us on Twitter @notcast. You can find us on Fur Affinity and
Tumblr
and Patreon at Notcast. It's like there's a trend here, a theme. You can follow me at Saverin Drake on Twitter. You can follow, go to my YouTube, like and subscribe. It's Just a Fox.
You can follow me on the Twitter or the Tumblr or FA, all at Fuzzwolf. If you're going to Arizona FurCon this weekend, Rabbit Valley Comics will have a table, and they will be carrying Fur Planet stuff.
Oh, yeah, it starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that starts tomorrow. That one kind of snuck up on me. Yeah. I didn't realize it was so soon. But so we're not going to be there, but the Rabbits will have a good amount of our stuff if you need to stock up on some furry books and comics and such.
And me, because Shiva is taken everywhere and I can never get the name, on Fur Affinity, I'm Shiva Cat, K-A-T. On Twitter, I am Chimera, K-H-Y-M-A-E-R-A. That's a crackle.
Yeah, I'm looking at the cookies you brought.
Wait, 2 minutes until we're done with the episode.
I gotta have the cookies.
also, really super, super quick, if you have Undertale, if you have the RPG Undertale, set your computer clock to October 10th, 8 p.m., and then go out to the Hotlands at the T Junction and start heading up. You'll meet up with So Sorry. It's a special, not canon monster you can fight / talk to, and it was a I don't know if he's a well-known fur in the furry community, but yeah, it's an actual furry character, and his battle is actually really really cute and kind of cool.
Cool.
So. It creeped me out, probably because I've encountered that guy at too many conventions.
Yeah. All right, well, that wraps it up for this week.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks, if I survive. Probably, I will.
For episode 299.
299.
So, on that note.
Good night.
And horse pussy.
Damn it, Fuzz.